Hello and welcome to Ghostbusters! We can put a cool effect on that later.
Yeah, sure.
This is a horror podcast by Todd and Becca. Hi.
Yeah, hi. <you. laughs>
So basically, we just watched, what is it? I forgot what it's called.
No one will save you.
No one can save you. Right. So we just watched No One Can Save You.
Okay.
So just remember right now, we just want like general thoughts, you know, that type of thing. I thought this movie was awesome. Like, I don't know how you felt. I really liked it.
It was very scary.
Yes. So that's the thing. It's like, it's, so going into it, all that I knew about it was that it was some kind of like home invasion movie with aliens, but it was going to be like not what you'd expect, you know, like there was some kind of turn, but I had no idea what that meant. And that's pretty accurate. Like that really sums it up. And yeah, the first part of the movie is really fucking scary. But it's cool because it's like, I feel like, so obviously the movie has aliens. I don't think that's like a spoiler because I think that's part of the pitch.
I mean, like, I assumed there was going to be aliens, but I didn't know it was going to be like this. Yeah.
Well, it's also, I think the cover art is like literally, she's like, you know, she's getting sucked up in like a UFO. Yeah. But one of the things I thought was really cool about this is that it uses so many like alien tropes, you know. I guess I'll go into this more in like the spoiler section, but it's like it feels like it takes this this really weird idea like that and it just makes it scary as shit. Like our movies getting scarier, it feels like recent movies are getting scarier.
I feel like I keep saying like every movie that I see is the scariest movie I ever saw, and then I see another one and it's like, oh my god, they keep getting scarier.
I feel like, because I didn't hear a lot about this movie. I guarantee people were saying it was like the next Signs or Fire in the Sky or that kind of thing.
I don't doubt that.
And it feels kind of like it is. It's in that same ballpark, really.
Well, I think without getting into the things I want to talk about that are spoilers.
Yeah.
First of all, the color grading is like really, really dreamy.
Oh, yeah, the movie looked great.
It's really nice. Yeah, and that really added to it. And then I won't say like what, you know, like in these monster movies, sometimes it's better if you don't show the monster, but here I'm like so glad they did.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, they did a really good job with that.
Yeah. But it also, it does feel like there are these themes that also like work really well about like being alienated from your community and what that's like, you know, like how you would deal with seeking help, you know, in that situation.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I guess I'll wait.
Yeah.
Talk about that in the spoilers. Yeah, it's hard to tell like what is a spoiler and what isn't, you know.
I think it's different for everybody.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what makes it confusing.
Yeah. You know, like my mom, I could tell her the whole plot of the movie and she's I don't care.
I know.
You know, it's something some people I don't like doing. That too. Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I guess overall, unless you got anything else to say, it just does feel like it is scary.
It is really scary
alien movie. If you're into the like scary alien genre, this is a really good one. But I think the story also just works really effectively. Yeah. And it definitely goes places that you wouldn't expect it to.
Or want it to.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess that's enough for the spoiler free. Let's just talk about the spoilers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess at this point, if you've seen it or if you don't care about spoilers. So the thing that was so awesome that I thought about is that it literally takes these like 1950s ass alien tropes, you know, like the big gray with like ESP and shit. And it takes that like really corny idea and makes it fucking scary. It's like, it's so weird how they were able to do that.
Yeah. And the design of the alien is literally just like the little green alien that you always see, just really, really creepy.
I know. And there's even like the little tiny ones that are like really stupid to wrestle
it's
with.
It's like the equivalent of like Baby Yoda. Like,
right. She has to fucking wrestle with Baby Yoda. It's so ridiculous, but it's still like super scary.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then when they introduce the parasite stuff, it's like I feel like the world they built is actually like super cool and interesting. Yeah. That it's like this parasite that I guess evolves into these big insect-like creatures that are super creepy, but they take over worlds like this. It's just, it's weird because it feels like, I guess what I was thinking is, of course, aliens, you know, would be like super advanced intellectually, but this makes it seem like, I guess they would also be really advanced, like emotionally, yeah. Because you see how, like, when they're having trouble subduing her, they start kind of attacking her emotionally.
Yeah.
And that kind of is what breaks her down. But then at the same time, they have like enough empathy that when they start figuring out her past,
yeah,
that she was blamed for accidentally killing her friend when she was a child,
which is crazy.
Yeah, it then that's when it takes this weird turn where it almost feels like they become empathetic toward her and offer her this like really nice idealistic life,
yeah,
by like controlling everyone in her town with parasites and yeah, making everything revolve around her. But that was it's weird because it makes you wonder what their intentions were coming in here.
Yeah, you know? It's like, are they sniffing out the good guys or something?
I don't know. Like, maybe that it's meant to be like so advanced we can't really understand it.
Yeah.
But I thought that just worked super well. It was really cool.
Yeah. I usually when I write a movie, a big factor for me is if I'll watch it again. But lately, that's not even a fair meter because I never want to watch this ever again. Yeah. But it was very good.
This will just stay in our memories.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. But it was really cool how they had the this weird like hierarchy in their society the UFOs were like these living like overseers, which again is like this old school aliens idea, you know, the alien overseers. And I guess is the implication that they kind of took over the world at that point?
I guess.
I don't know. That's just, I really thought this was going to stay this like very simple little story, you know, and it just blows up in such a way
it's such a complicated story.
Yeah, you love those kind of movies though, when they really like change your expectations.
Well, yeah, and I feel like this isn't the first time we've seen like genre jumping and and like that is also so insane to me because it's being done so well lately.
Yeah, that kind of we saw Cobweb recently and that did something kind of similar.
And now awful.
Well, awful in a good way.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
In a good way.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about that later.
I think I want to relive that movie. Yeah. Putting your hands on my sleeves.
Sorry.
It's just funny.
Feels nice. But yeah, the alien designs though were really cool too because they start out as just those grays, but then when you see the ones that are like giant spider like mantis things, it's just like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's illegal. So you're not allowed to do that. No,
that was too much. You're like, no, stop! And it kept getting bigger.
Yeah. Oh my God. When it was crawling on the house, it literally reminded me of something out of Scary Stories.
Yeah.
Just the way it was like perched up on the house in the moonlight, it was so scary.
Creepy. Yeah, but I think they did a good job really making them feel like alien.
Yeah.
You know, because even like their language and their body language and like when you saw its feet and it's like little fingers.
It's like little fucking spiders. It's
like, but it's like such a small detail, but it makes them so fucking creepy and alien feeling.
Oh, God, it was so creepy. I hated that.
Yeah. But yeah, during the whole home invasion part in the beginning, it really just did feel like she was so helpless.
Yeah.
And the way they reinforce it by her you know, going into town and finding like nobody's going to help her there.
The fucking police sheriff. His wife spit on her.
I know. Oh, man. But that's funny because it's such a tiny scene, but it's so effective. Like, it tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
And it also explains, like, when the USPS driver or whoever was, like, throwing her box around and shit.
I thought
like,
he was so just, random. Like, a dick. Yeah. He thought he was an alien.
Yeah, but it really does, like, effectively build it up as, like, she is on her own.
Yeah.
And that idea of reaching that realization of, like, oh, no one's going to help you. Like, what are you going to do now? Like, it's, that's also super creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Because that would be fucking scary. Are you still scared?
I thought I heard, like, a firework or something.
Oh, I didn't think it was that loud.
Is it a holiday?
I don't think so.
Okay, sorry. It scared me. So distracted.
But she really did, like, go through a lot in that movie.
Oh, yeah, that was traumatic watching that.
Because it felt like every time that she had some small victory, it's like they came back and were like, oh, no, no, no.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get you still.
Yeah, I hated that POV of her in the red light and then watching.
She's, like, powerless.
Hated that. It was so well done.
Yep, that was creepy. But it was also really creepy when they caught her again and you saw them all surround her and like go into her mind like so fucking weird. Like that it's like an alien autopsy scene, but they're studying like her emotions.
Yeah,
you know,
I hate that
because they were like keeping her in this limbo of like this extreme emotion. So creepy. So the movie is like very effective like that without having, you know, it doesn't have a lot of gore. It's not a super violent movie or anything like that.
Which is exactly what I was scared of.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it wasn't in there, but it was still really scary.
Yeah, because they built this anticipation because they showed how when the people got caught by the aliens, they had this fucking parasite thing in their throat. So it sets the stakes. Like, that's what you know is going to happen if she gets caught.
Well, and this also has, like, two classic movie recalls. So it has like The Shining in the beginning of the drone footage and the way it was like the road with the lake, and then The Shining again when the aliens busted through the fucking door.
That was scary as hell too.
Yeah, and then you mentioned that it was like Body Snatchers.
Oh
too,
yeah, when she was on the bus, that whole scene was really creepy.
So creepy.
Yeah, because at that point you don't realize what's happening. You think that like, well, she killed this alien and she's escaping on the bus, and when suddenly everyone on the bus turns on her and has like a spider thing in their throat, it's just it makes it seem like, oh shit, like I guess there's more than just the one alien. Like something bigger is going on.
Yeah, and the very crop creepy circles are so creepy.
And that was the other thing I realized. You realize like when they showed that's from those lights that would suck them up, and she was finding them in her yard.
Yeah,
remember in the beginning of the movie? So I guess it implies they'd already been like replacing people.
Yeah, that's
up
insane
to that point. That is very like Invasion of Body Snatchers.
Yeah, it was very insane.
Yeah, it's a very cool movie.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot.
I liked it too. I just never ever want to watch it again.
that's okay. We can move on from this one now. All right, is there anything else you wanted to say about it?
I don't think so.
I think that's great.
Fuck? Who is lighting off fireworks right now?
All right, well, that's it for Ghost Based. All right, and you can find all of our information. If you go to ghostbeast.com, you can find all the links and everything.
We have a website?
By the time this comes out, yes.
Okay.
So I have the URL. We're good.
Okay.
So just go to ghostbeast.com. You can email us at podcast@ghostbeast.com if you have any ideas for movies that we should watch, because we are always open to watching new horror movies.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's it.
Leave.